Thank you, choir. This, I believe, is the choir's last Sunday in spring with us, and we deeply appreciate the depth and the richness they bring to our service. Thank you to Anne and Wayne and all our music people. Thank you. Again, John Newton, who wrote that, had been a slave ship captain who was converted to Christianity and actually became a minister. And he's looking back on his previous life when he's talking about amazing grace that he's forgiven for what he was involved in. Our reading today comes from Mark. I've shortened it a little bit because of our time. Jesus asks a question here: who touched me? And I'd like you to think, what's the tone in which that is said? Because that affects the meaning of things. What's the tone here? And also, what kind of person is the woman described? Here's the reading. A large crowd followed Jesus and pressed in upon him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She endured much under many physicians. It's interesting, Mark in his account is kind of rough on the doctors here. Luke, in his account of the same incident, is supposed to be by tradition a physician himself, and he tones down the criticism of the doctors here a little bit. Okay, she endured much under many physicians and spent all that she had. A lot of medical bills took all her money. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard of Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." And immediately the hemorrhage stopped, and she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, here the disciples are scolding him, really. "You see all the crowd pressing about you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. She told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, and be healed of your disease." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. In the comic strip Peanuts, Lucy was talking to Marcy, and she says to Marcy, "Marcy, I've got it all figured out. It seems to me there are more questions than answers." And Marcy says, "So?" And Lucy answers, "So be the one who asks the questions." Now, Jesus in the Gospels asked a lot of questions. Have you any idea how many? Close to 300 questions are reported in the Gospel. And today we're looking at one of those questions: who touched me? Who touched me? What might Jesus be saying here, and what does it have to do with our lives today? Who touched me? I'd like you to think a bit about the context in which this is said, about the occasion. If you can imagine something like the crowds at a Memorial Day parade, and mix that in with an oriental bazaar with all kinds of merchants hawking their wares, all kinds of music and sounds and business deals being going on, just a huge crowd of people and just tremendous clamor of noise. And into this situation, Jesus comes with a large number of people. There are already a huge mob there already, but he comes with more people. And as he comes in, he's on his way to visit Jairus, the head of the local synagogue. And the daughter of Jairus is sick, so he's on his way to help somebody. But in the midst of this, as he goes through this bazaar, he is interrupted. There's a woman on the sidelines. She is a person who has been sick for many years, most of her adult life. She's got a hemorrhage. And she's been to the doctors with no results. She's destitute now. All her money is gone. She's emaciated. She's rejected by society. She can't take part in normal society. She has no friends or family she can turn to for support in this illness. And she's just in a desperate situation. She's heard about Jesus. And she thinks that perhaps, you know, this person, she's heard that he's healed people who were lame. He's cured the blind. Perhaps this person might be able to do something for her where all others have failed. And she comes up from behind. She's unclean. I mean, she can't even go into the local synagogue because of her condition. She comes up from behind and touches the tassel, one of the tassels on Jesus' robe. And in that moment, Jesus feels that something's gone out of him, the power's gone out of him. And she is healed. "Who touched me?" asked Jesus. "Who touched me?" What do you think his tone of voice was? Is it said in irritation? You know, "Watch where you're going, buddy." Is that the tone? Or, you know, "Hey, I'm on my way to someplace. I'm busy. I've got no time for this." Is that the tone? "Who touched me?" I think it's a straightforward question, an honest question. He's felt something happen to himself, but he doesn't know who the person is. She's come up from behind. You know, she didn't want to, it's interesting, she didn't want to contaminate him. She doesn't touch him. She touches the tassel. And religious people had four tassels on their robes. The disciples, and the disciples are you and me, and they're usually out of it in the Gospels. I remember the Beatles got into trouble by saying, you know, the disciples were kind of thick. And they are. They don't quite get what's all going on. And they scold him and say, "You know, how can you say, 'Who touched me?' This is a mob. There are people all around. How can you ask that question?" But there's something about Jesus that he can discern the difference between a jostling crowd and someone reaching out in real need for help. And he turns to this woman as if she's the only one there and focuses his attention on her. Who touched me? Now, what kind of woman was this? We have this person shunted by society, unclean, emaciated, just earth poor. To me, she is a person of courage. We see her a little bit scared when she gets called out and caught in what she's done. But she's a person of courage. She's been sick most of her adult life. And every time she sought help, it's been failure. And yet she refuses to throw in the towel. And you know people who have been chronically ill, where there just seems no end to it. There are times, at least, when they are ready to say, I quit. I just can't do this anymore. This woman refused to say that. She's a tough one. She still looks to Jesus. And this is another mark of her courage. She, by the society of her day, is labeled unclean. She's segregated. She's shunted off to the side, beyond the pale of God's love. And yet, she has the courage, the bravery, to step out of that and approach Jesus from behind. Again, she doesn't want to really contaminate him like a touch would. She just goes to that tassel. There's bravery there. A courage. There's a story told about a mother and her child who are out walking in the woods. And the little girl has been reading a book, and she's come across this word, courage, in the book. And she asks her mother, what does courage mean? What is that? And she says, is it like Minnie when she sees another dog and puts her ears back and spits, even though the dog is 10 times her size? And the mother says, well, that's a bit of it, but there's more to it than that. And at the same time, they go on, they're walking through the woods, and then they come to this burned out section where everything is stubble and blackened. And there in the midst of the stubble and the black is a little buttercup pushing its way up. And the mother points to that buttercup, that yellow buttercup, and says, that's courage. That's what courage is. Courage is reaching up and out of the black stubble of 1,000 broken hopes and 1,000 broken dreams. It's reaching out to another person, risking rejection and disappointment. It's that woman, that sick woman, reaching out to Jesus for help. Courage. She's a tough woman. Who touched me? Who touched me? I think here we see Jesus' compassion against the society of his day. For, you know, St. Augustine once said that God treats each one of us as if there was only one person to love. And that's what Jesus does in the midst of this crowd. He just focuses that love on one person. And he says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. You are healed of your disease." Do you realize how he addresses her? Daughter. It's the only time I know of in the scriptures that Jesus calls anyone daughter. It's a very tender, a very warm term. He's really saying, you're not outcast. You're family. And I think in that love and acceptance, that woman was healed. And I wonder today, if perhaps in our own way, we can experience that same love and acceptance. Even in this worship service. I remember something Anne Morrow Lindbergh wrote. When I was in college in my freshman year, I was in Morrow Dorm, named after her father. And I think one of her daughters was up in Litchfield just a few years back speaking. But Anne Morrow Lindbergh wrote this about an experience she had in worship. And she said this, "Finally, and very deep, I was whole, not split into 1,000 different functions. I was able to give myself completely in that hour, in worship, in prayer, in communion, and be completely accepted. And in that giving and acceptance, I was renewed. The springs were filled." Who touched me? This morning, have we come like that woman with a need? Maybe not one as serious as hers, but have we come with a need? And like that woman, have we found ourselves reaching out to touch the hem of Christ's garment? As we share the bread and the wine, you know, symbols of Jesus' life, as we share the bread and the wine, can we hear him saying to us, "Daughter, son, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." Who touched me? Amen.